time now for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Placetka, again, good morning and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Mike. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty good. What's going on with you?
Well, just getting ready for the midsummer holiday of the 4th of July.
Yes, it is rapidly approaching, and we kind of have a show that's themed somewhat with that in mind. So what do we want to talk about?
Well, you know, we always talk about our Independence Day, and we translate that not only independence from, you know, breaking away from England and Great Britain, but also, you know, that we are individually free or individually as smaller communities free as well. And, you know, as a teacher and a parent and therapist, I often run into the thought that I can do what I want. And people will say, why do I have to do this? Or sometimes my favorite ones, I'm not going to do that. And I'm like, okay, well, we'll see. Maybe you won't. But I think it starts when we're kids. You know, as we develop new skills and we become independent of being right with mom and dad, walk, eat, ride a bike, you know, we get that feeling of power and independence that, look, at the world is my oyster. I can do all these things. And then as we get older, we run up against some limits, like maybe our parents don't want us to go so far, or there's some deadlines for school or for work, or you can't drive 90 on a residential street type thing.
You can't?
No, you're not supposed to. I know it's a surprise.
Always things getting in the way, yeah.
I know. But the question is, then, are we really free? And the answer is yes, because we are free to think, to choose, and accept. The idea of limits in our world is not to make us unhappy, but to help us prioritize what's important and what's not. And different things are important at different levels of priority to different people and at different times of life. You know, it's really important to have a really cool car, maybe, when you're young and are trying to put a car seat in it. And as you get older, you think, and you got babies, you think, oh, the babies are more important. I'm going to get a different kind of car. So it is really allowing us to become very familiar with who we are and what's important to us. And so, you know, we have to remember that we've got to let go of something to make the next thing happen. So, you know, what we want to do, and this kind of goes with decision-making that I've talked about before, we want to think, choose, and experience the outcome. If we want to really be free, so we get the information. What is it we're looking at? What do we need? Did it work before? Did it work for somebody else? Now, there's a good time to do some reading, some research, consult with people. Is what I'm going to do going to affect somebody else? You know, if I choose to stay out till 3 o'clock in the morning, are my parents going to be looking for me?
Mm.
You know? Now, here's something, too, that I think we sometimes skip. We don't pay attention to how our plan makes us feel. Do we feel confident about it? And I don't mean are we convincing ourselves, but like if we hold still and let our body settle, we can kind of feel sensations in our stomach or in our chest that says, okay, I'm excited, this could work out, or I'm really nervous, this is not a good idea. And then, you know, we can make adjustments to our plan just because we haven't, we think, oh, maybe that might not be a great idea. We can adjust it, and then we actually do it and see if we get the outcome that we're looking for. Now, people will say that could be a failure. You know, if you don't get what you're looking for, you did something wrong. No, you learn from it. You don't have to stay stuck in wherever you got. You can plan ahead or plan again and reframe it, redo it, so that you can get a more positive outcome. You know, when I say positive, closer to what you were hoping for.
Okay.
Without bothering other people or getting in their way. So when kids say to me, you know, my students would say, do I have to or I'm not going to? Think, choose, did you get the outcome you wanted? If you don't do it, or you do it, are you where you want to be? We are so lucky to be this kind of free.
And Beth, if people want to find out more about this topic, I know you have ways for folks to get a hold of you. What are the best ways for folks to try to find out more information?
They can call Safe Harbor at 630-466-8657 or check out www.safeharboril.com, and there's an email contact link on the website.
That's all the time we have on today's show. We hope you enjoyed it, and we hope you can join us every week. At the same time, the show is called Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Plachetka from Safe Harbor Counseling, and Dr. Beth Speaks, and again online at safeharboril.com. Make sure you join us again next Monday for our next show.